This is a reading from the Acts of the Three Nephites from the Sealed Book of Mormon, and this is chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 1. Let us therefore be moved to a higher cause, in which brother watches brother and the Church of Christ as a whole watch over all the members, so that there is no needy, sick, and afflicted in our midst, that we may show ourselves true disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, and be worthy representatives of his name amidst a corrupted and misrepresented world. 2. Cease therefore your complaints and your grumblings, for nothing can be more destructive to men in the flesh than to complain continually. Cease looking for mistakes on your brothers or sisters, but love one another just as Christ loved us. For this not only qualifies us to be his disciples, but identifies us as such. 3. Cease to be idle, for this is required of us as servants of a great king, to be vigorous in our affairs, no matter what we are engaged to do with our hands, doing it with every endeavor of our heart, mind, and soul, for the honor and glory of our Lord. 4. Again, I must remind you of Christ's commandments about Zion, of loving your wife with all your heart, and only to her you must give exclusive dedication, love, and consideration, and in turn she must cling only to thee. And if thou covet thy neighbor's wife, or thy wife is predisposed unto the charms of another man, thou shalt deny the faith, and the Holy Ghost will stay away from this house, for how much as sin remains hidden. And if there be no repentance of sinner and subsequently forgiveness by the offended party, then shall be taken out of the midst of the people of Christ. 5. Here is wisdom and a promise. Since Zion begins in our own house, then the fundamental basis of the United Order of Enoch are the families that compose it. If therefore families are weak and disunited in their homes, then the society of Zion will not last for a long time. For when a family falls apart, the foundations of our society are shaken. Nevertheless, if families are not strong and united, then our conception of the kingdom of God among men on earth will be nothing more than a fable. 6. May purity and goodness be in the mode of speaking between the spouses and practiced in relation to the children, so that their behavior reflects in the outside world beyond the walls that shelter their homes, developing a society whose language is pure and unblemished to ennoble the magnificence of Zion among the sons of men. 7. If the guidelines of our home are the teachings of Jesus Christ, then we will live in homes where joy reigns, whose branches of our posterity will be firmly rooted in the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. These being the feelings that must fill our earthly abode, as being a heavenly refuge. And behold, joy is one of its fruits and will overflow through the walls in the homes of Zion. 8. The unity that is required of us as disciples of Christ has no structure if its foundations are not firmly established among the families of Zion. The more united we are to the members of our families, the greater will be the strength of the structures of our unity as God's people. 9. Yea, truly, I tell you, our commitment to make our homes the symbols of Zion not only prepares us to respond to a higher purpose before the world, but also enables us to live the true unification among brothers, such so that our actions may be perceived out there among the people of the Gentile nations, so that we may draw to Christ all those who have the desire to join us for the purpose of living Zion in their hearts in perfect peace and harmony. 10. And it shall come to pass that after you have consecrated your life according to these words, you shall be a steward of the goods of the Lord, to meet the needs of your brethren in the church according to their deficiencies. 11. Therefore, be sober in your stewardship, and put away all the pride and haughtiness that is in your heart, because you will be a representative of Jesus Christ among the children of men. And this is the end of chapter 10.